Hello, everyone. My name is Clover Choi. I am a journalist and a student ambassador for News Decoder, a part of SYI France. And today I'm here with a student from the high school Lycée Jean Massé in Rennes, France.
Hi, I'm the student and I'm an immigrant woman of color. So I have a lot of experiences with discrimination and oppression. And I'm here to answer the questions of Clover.
Yes. So can you describe your background just a little bit?
Yeah. I'm from a immigrant family, Northern African family, a North African family. And I am Italian, so I speak Italian as a first language. I speak 5 languages in total fluently. And English is my 4th language. And I immigrated here in France 2 years ago. And yeah, that's my background. I'm a woman of color as well. I'm indigenous. I'm a Zaire woman, so the indigenous people of North Africa before the colonization.
And can you talk a little bit about your school, Jean Massé?
Jean Massé, I would say it's a revolutionary high school because a lot of us are from the left wing in politics. A lot of us have a political opinion that is really, how can you say that? Really precise. And we just discuss about politics a lot. And so, yeah, we do a lot of protests, blockage. We block the high school sometimes to get more people mobilized to go to protest together.
And as a teen, how has the retirement pension affected you?
It doesn't affect me because I do not work, but it does affect my family, my parents especially. So in some way, it does affect me because if this affects the salary of my parents, so I'll not get to high educations, not really high education, but you get the thing. It will affect my future because I will work one day. And it does affect my parents because they work. And especially as an immigrant, people of color, it's a double struggle.
So could you describe your political position a little bit and what you stand for?
Yeah, I'm an activist. I am an anti-colonial Marxist. So I'm a communist. So I have really precise political opinions. I talk about politics all the time, something I'm very passionate about. And I am an activist, active. So I'm really active in the political protest and the political spaces and stuff. So yeah.
And what are your opinions on Macron and his presidency?
I hate him so much. I will try not to curse, but it's really hard. Because Macron is he's just a liar. He just keeps on lying all the time because he's saying he's for the people. He's here he also lies about his political ideologies because he said he's on the center. But with all the stuff that he's done, it's clearly that he's from the right wing. It's something that just irritates me so much because especially with all the laws and his presidency as well and cabinet, a lot of the politicians that work with Macron are racist, xenophobic, homophobic, all this stuff. They finish with ethic or sexist, you get it. So it does really affect the people, especially the minorities and racialized people, immigrants as well. We can talk about Darmanin. It's the first the PM pretty much of the interior security, and he's a big racist and xenophobe, and the fact that we have this type of person in this high position from the power, it's just scary. And all the stuff that Macron says does touch the people in a bad way.
And do you think that this is just Macron or it's just the whole French government and the whole French system years?
It is the whole French system. Because the French system is based in colonial ideologies, and we get a lot of not good people in high positions of power. So it does affect, again, people in a bad way, especially minorities, the queer community, the immigrants, people of color, a lot of people.
And so how has being an indigenous person and being an immigrant affected your living in France?
It was affected my life, even in Italy, because a lot of people would not recognize the fact that I'm indigenous, not African indigenous, because a lot of people don't even know us, or don't even know our name, or like recognize us or see us as indigenous. So it's like these are also like indigenous erasure of my experience and the experience of my people. So it does affect me a lot, because also being like visibly a woman of color in a white supremacist ex-colonial forces, it's like bad. It's traumatizing. It did traumatize me. It did traumatize a lot of people of color, indigenous black and people of color in all the white Western countries. So yeah, it has affected me. It did traumatize me. It's awful.
So you're also an activist. What do you do as your role as an activist?
I just go to protest all the time. And I try to like to participate all like the protest and radical stuff, like blockage, like the block to block the high school, to go to protest, like those violent sides, radical sides. I'm always there, because something that people don't understand that when we have like the government in this high position of power and this dynamic of power between us as the citizens and the government, as the government will always have way more power than us, and they will always use a violence against us. Police brutality, for example. I've seen so much police brutality in the last months that it's like becoming normal in my eyes. It's so scary, because I've seen so much that it's becoming normal. And just, it's scary. So yeah, like the violent protest and like the radical stuff, then necessary, because that it's like a lot of people have done this in the past, and thanks to this violent size that we get the rights that we have, and especially it's like to break this dynamic of power that we have between us and the government.
What do you hope to achieve by protesting each time?
I hope to get like the system. I try to shake the system. I like, guys, wake up, because the citizens are not happy with that. And you, as a president in a democratic country, you must listen to the people, because we are the country pretty much. So by protesting, I hope that the la réforme de retraite will get like removed. And a lot of stuff will get removed, like les CNU, because Macron thought like to get the SNU, which is the Service National Universel, is like militarization of the youth, pretty much. That like we're going like to these camps with some police and stuff. Like we are training with them. Like we're getting like the whole security system and stuff. But he tried to like do the thing. As you have to do it. It's like, how you say it? Obligatoire. Like, we have to do it.
Obligatory.
Obligatory. So, like, yeah, it's in okay. If you want to do it, go do it. Even though I will say you as, like, a fascist right-wing person. But anyway, that's my opinion. Mm-hmm. But, like, trying to make something obligatory for all the people, especially this thing, which is a militarization of the youth, again, it's not good. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that this country just fails. And because they will, like, say they will protect us and stuff, they never did that. Especially, again, as a person of color, because this is my experience, I never felt protected by the government or by the police.
Those are really strong words.
Yeah.
Wow, I really enjoyed that. Those are all of my questions.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to add?
We could just talk about it, like, old days in general. Don't worry. Let me just think. You need to cut some spots, because it's like, okay, some silence, like seconds of silence.
Okay. I'll pause it. All right, this is going to conclude our interview. Thank you so much to our anonymous student for participating. And would you mind telling us your age?
Yeah, I'm 16 years old.
Great. Thank you so much.
Sure, it was a pleasure.